like really letting go of something that at one point served you. Because then when you get to a certain point, you kind of realize that that one thing is now holding you back. Like it might have helped you for a specific amount of time.
Welcome to the Self Starter Podcast, a place where stories are shared from women just like you, who left the colorless corporate world with an idea and a passion and ran with it to create the vibrant life they always wanted to live. My name is Megan Tobler, and every week I'll be bringing real women to you to share their entrepreneurial journey in hopes of inspiring you to take the very first step of your own. Sometimes the hardest part is just to start. So come on, start today for you, start today for her, and become a self-starter. Let's go. You're in for a special treat today as I am joined by Jamie Coleman. Jamie is the founder of Leading Voices and the host of the Top 1% podcast called Aligned with Purpose. In this episode, Jamie shares her incredible story of entrepreneurship, from humble beginnings to generating an astounding $20,000 a day on eBay. Yes, you heard that right, $20,000. We'll explore Jamie's path to success, the challenges she faced, and the lessons she learned along the way. But that's not all. Jamie gives us an exclusive look into how she has pivoted in her entrepreneurial endeavors and her very own innovative approach to podcasting. She reveals how she strategically leverages this powerful platform for her business, and she shares the secrets behind growing her podcast into the success it is today. So whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a budding podcaster, or simply someone seeking inspiration, then this episode is for you. Jamie, thank you so much for hopping on today. I have to say, it's not every single day that we have a top 1% podcaster on the show. So thanks for hopping on and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you. I love being on like the other side of the mic. So this is really, really fun for me. Thank you.
I completely understand because I'm usually on this side. So anytime I get the opportunity to go on the other side, it's kind of invigorating, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is. I always get like the most energy after filming. So I'm like, oh, what can I do after this? Because I'm going to be feeling really good. It's the best.
The most productive hours right after an interview when all the endorphins are just flowing through your body, right?
For sure.
You are the founder of Leading Voices, which I think is just such a fitting title for your business, considering that you are a leading voice in the podcasting world. So for those that don't know you, can we just walk through a little bit more about who is Jamie and really what do you do?
I love that. I know it's always such a loaded question in a way, because it's like, how do we sum it up in like a sentence? And I'm not really sure the answer to that still, although I will try my best. Who I am today, I'm a mom and a fiance, and we're traveling full time. Like if you're watching this on video, you're in my fifth wheel living room. And my fiance actually left his job about 7 months ago as an occupational therapist. He went to school for like a decade to get that job. And he left it so that he could come on board with my crazy. And so here we are running this business. And really what we do is work with podcasters to help them grow their audience, but also help to really nurture their listeners into leads for their business. But do that from a space of like just showing up authentically and like sharing your story. And then it just becomes like magnetic because you're speaking to your people and you understand their problems and you can help them through them. And so they just naturally want to come and be a part of that. And so that's ultimately what we do now.
I love that. And I love that you said that he really took the leap to come on board with your crazy. And crazy, I think it's a crazy good experience that you're having. I mean, the opportunity that you're having to be able to travel the world, work wherever you want and make an impact. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate dream. You're doing it.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It's interesting because it's a ride. It's a journey through entrepreneurship. It really is. And so he had never really gotten the taste of it before. And so him leaving the stability and the comfort that that job had to really like step into this reality with me. I mean, there's been times in this life. I mean, yeah, it seems super glamorous, but there's been times we don't know where we're going to sleep that night. Right. Or we have things happen where we're sleeping and it's 30 degrees inside, or it's like right now and it's 100 degrees inside. So it's super amazing to have the flexibility. But then on the other side too, it comes with a lot of challenges. So like we've definitely made our life a little bit more difficult, I would say, but it is so worth it. And that's the beautiful part about it.
The nice thing about entrepreneurship too, is that you can make the life how you want it to be. Like you're not having to fit into this specific box. And I know in our previous conversations and really just what I've seen on LinkedIn, you had talked about in the past, that you didn't know what you wanted to be when you grew up, but you knew that you didn't really want to go work for someone else. And today, obviously, you're not working for someone else. You're working for yourself, but it wasn't always that way. So what did you do prior to really embarking on this whole entrepreneurial journey of yours?
Yeah. It's so true. I feel like everybody knew. They were like, oh yeah, I'm going to go be a vet, or I'm going to go be a marine biologist, or whatever. They knew what college they were going to go to. They knew what town it was in. I feel like they had their life put together. I'm like, wow, I don't even know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. And you have your whole life mapped out. I was not like that. And so I was homeschooled a couple of years in high school, and that gave me a lot of extra time. And so really it was from there I started working. It was actually my boyfriend's family's company, and they would go around to car dealerships and they would put on products and they would get a commission for those products that they sold. So I was able to start doing that when other people were in school. And I had a bunch of other jobs too. Like, look, I worked at like Red Mango, best like smoothie bowls ever. I worked at Red Mango. I worked at Shields. That was like my first job. I worked at like a nightclub. So I was doing all these things. I had like five jobs at once. Okay. When I was like young, it was really interesting. And I just started to realize like, oh my gosh, first off, I'm going to burn out. This is crazy. But I started to really love what money could do for my life, because I came from a family that didn't really have a lot of extra. It was interesting because all my friends, they didn't really have extra money to do anything, or they couldn't buy, like if they wanted a new purse, they would have to go ask their mom. Well, I would go and I would buy three of them. And they're like, Jamie, they thought I was a drug dealer. They're like, Jamie, how do you have like extra money to go do all of this stuff? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just making money. And then here's where the kicker was though. I started letting go of those jobs one by one. I let go of them. And the reason I was able to do that is because I started actually taking the parts that we were removing from vehicles with that one job, and I was selling them on eBay. And what was happening was I would be like on the beach with my family in Florida. It's where my mom lived. And I'd make like $500 in a day, but I wasn't working at all. And so I was able to then see, okay, I don't have to be working at Shields making, I don't know how much it was an hour, $8 maybe. I don't have to be spending an hour at Shields to make $8. I can be on the beach in Florida and I can make 500 and like not have spent any time doing that. So then it just became like a no-brainer of like, why would I not just focus my time, effort, and energy on that so that I could start living a more like fulfilled life and travel and do all these things. So yeah, I started just letting go of the jobs that were not serving me anymore.
That's absolutely incredible. And something you said earlier is that a lot of the people that were surrounding you really felt to you like they had their entire life mapped out. And yeah. I think part of what I really like about your journey is like, you are just very authentic in everything that you do. I mean, I don't think that if you had everything mapped out, that you would probably be where you are today, because you were able to get scrappy. You were able to try different things. You're able to find out from a really young age that, do I want to just work tirelessly around the clock for $8 an hour, potentially working five jobs at once? Or do I want to work smarter and be able to sit on a beach with my mom, enjoy my life, and make triple, I mean, more than triple, but lots of money, basically, and just have that passive income coming in. So I think, I mean, I can relate to what you're talking about. I didn't know what I wanted to do growing up either. And it was really intimidating being around these people where it felt like they had their life mapped out, like you said. But I think it's also a blessing because it allows you to explore. You're not set in a certain path in a certain direction. And clearly your path has really unfolded into a really beautiful place. So you started being able to sell all of this stuff on eBay. What happened next once you realized like, I actually have something here?
Yeah, I think that's where it gets kind of interesting, because then, and I'm curious if this happened to you too, it's almost like you figure something out and then this little voice, you kind of start to question like, is this my purpose? Am I supposed to be doing this thing? Like, is this what I'm here for? And that voice, although I'm very grateful for it now, but at the time it kind of took this thing that was actually beautiful and like giving me that freedom, and it made it not enough. Which is really interesting. Has that ever happened to you? Like,
that is interesting. I have to say, so far in my entrepreneurial journey, not quite yet, but I haven't been doing it as long as you have. But I do think that this has happened to me in my corporate career, because I was really held back. And I don't want to say held back into corporate, but I I continued to stay in corporate because of like the golden handcuffs. I kept striving for more, like the bigger paycheck, the better title, things like that, because I thought that's what I should do. And that's what I thought would make me feel better. But at the end of the day, it really wasn't fulfilling. Is that kind of what you're talking
that's
about?
So true. Yeah, absolutely. And then again, the same thing could be true about entrepreneurship, right? And I think the golden handcuffs for sure are talked about so much in corporate, but I feel they should be talked about more in entrepreneurship. And I don't want to say you shouldn't do it. Like, I think everyone has it inside of them to be an entrepreneur. But I think if you're not careful and don't really, really like become the version of you who's not holding yourself back, like entrepreneurship can be the most beautiful looking golden handcuffs, because it could become this constant like needing to go after the next thing and then the next thing. It's like you stop for maybe a second to celebrate, and then there's already another thing. And so I feel like too, if you're not careful, granted it is your own thing, I totally get that, it can happen very easily as an entrepreneur too.
It's just like in our society in general, especially in the United States, is we're bred to almost strive for more all the time. It's like we never have enough. But sometimes I think you're absolutely right. Just being really kind of grateful for what you do have and soaking in the moment and being able to like take a look around. I mean, heck, you're traveling the country in your fifth wheeler with your family right now because you have the freedom and the flexibility here. So it's like in the times where maybe you're wishing that maybe you knew exactly where you had a place to sleep that night and it wasn't 30 degrees and you're trying to figure out how to turn on the heat, you're able to kind of embrace those moments and be like, wow, look at this opportunity I've created for myself. How amazing is this?
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's a beautiful experience. And I think all the things in life, they're like really worth fighting for. They're really worth letting go of something that's maybe easy or comfortable, which would be a house for me, and like doing the thing that is wildly uncomfortable. Like we could easily drive our home and like it tips over. We almost did that the very first time we ever drove this thing. We literally had it hanging. It was at like a very, very, it was at an angle. Okay. We almost lost our home the first time we drove it. It's crazy, but yeah, it's such an experience.
But what also an analogy there for entrepreneurship, because I mean, like it's a constant adventure. Like you're constantly navigating new things. Sometimes you're about to tip over. Sometimes you're twisting and turning. Other times you're going straight. Like, I feel like that's a really great analogy for just entrepreneurship in general, is what you're experiencing right now.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah. It's like a roller coaster, entrepreneurship.
Oh, yes, it is. And I've always said that entrepreneurship, it's always glamorized. People think that it's this big, shiny object, but it's really hard. And I think that's why people have been able to be drawn to you, because you are very authentic in the way that you communicate entrepreneurship and podcasting and just your entire journey to date so far. And that's what people need more of, because if you are going to go down this route, it's not always going to be easy. Like you said, it might be a roller coaster at times, but it's kind of being able to take a step back and be grateful, like you said, for in those moments where maybe times are a little bit tough, you know? But I want to dive into a little bit more of like those eBay days, because I know that eventually you were able to hit your first $20,000 day on eBay. And that's not an insignificant number. I mean, people are probably listening to this thinking, what the heck? That's sometimes more than what some people are making for the entire year. So how did you start from working with your boyfriend's business to getting to sell a $20,000 day?
Yeah, there was like a decent amount of things in between there. What was happening was these reps were taking these automotive parts and they were throwing them inside the dumpster outside. And so I was watching this happen. I'm also very environmentally friendly. So I was like, I'm selling these products right now. Where are theirs going? What's happening? Why are they just throwing this away? All I saw too was like dollar signs. I'm like, that's worth $50. That's worth $100. That's worth $150. What are you doing just throwing them away? And so I talked to the company, that entire warehouse. They're like, Jamie, $500 and you can have it all. I'm like, done. Let's do that. And then I just started talking to all the reps and they started using me as a person who, instead of just throwing them away, they would start to put together like boxes and I would buy them from them for like nothing. And so that was really cool. So like, for example, I would buy a box for like maybe $100, but each item in there would be worth $150. So it was worth it. So I started doing that. But then at this time, it was kind of like, okay, cool. Like, I have a lot of time. I kind of want to like do something else. And so I got a job at a car dealership. I was their aftermarket manager. I did all that. I started thinking maybe I should go into real estate and get my real estate license. So I started doing that, decided that wasn't for me before ever taking the test. Studied for it though. And then I went into Amazon FBA and I was like, okay, if only I can now. This is the entrepreneurship mind, okay? You get a lot of ideas, then you don't necessarily follow through with them. So I did Amazon FBA. I private labeled my own baby products. I was doing that. They were selling. But then I started to really look at the numbers and I realized, like, while the numbers looked really good and I was making a lot of sales, when it came down to like the fees and the shipping and basically the headache that is physical products, in my opinion, I realized I was not really making much money at all with Amazon. And so then it kind of been like, go back to what was working, which was the hubcap business, right? Go back to that. Why did you do all these other things? I think that's as entrepreneurs, it's love the one you're with. And like, I wish if I could go back and tell myself, Jamie, just focus on that thing. But the neat part with my experience in all of this is I started to kind of open up online and share with people what I was doing. And especially moms started reaching out and they were like, how are you making money to be able to stay at home? I want to be able to stay at home with my kids and not have to rely on somebody else for like financial. And so they started to reach out and I started helping them of, hey, here's how you make $1,000 on eBay this weekend. And that's it. And I started teaching them how to actually go to thrift stores, buy things and resell them online. So they started to kind of get the feel for that. And then my business kind of evolved from there in the coaching space pretty early on before coaching was everywhere. And yeah, that's how it progressed. But it honestly took years from the first start with hubcaps to then like making that $20,000 a day. I mean, there's years in between that, but that was specifically from the coaching business that that happened. And that eBay business is actually something that I let go of this year, along with a lot of other things I was doing for side hustle money. But I think that's part of the journey, really letting go of something that at one point served you. Because then when you get to a certain point, you kind of realize that that one thing is now holding you back. It might have helped you for a specific amount of time, but then like where you're going, it's not there anymore. So that's when I made like the difficult decision because it was still making me money. And like someone could be listening to this, like, yeah, that's my corporate job. I know the feeling, like it's paying you, but like there's something that's just not resonating anymore. And you just, when you see your future, that thing's not in it. And that's what made the decision for me really easy. It's like, okay, I gotta let it go because it's not a part of the future. So why let it be a part of right now?
That's such an important lesson, I think, for just us in life is like what once served us doesn't mean that it's going to serve us forever. And being able to recognize when that moment is and to be able to kind of wipe your hands clean, be appreciative for that time, but also just focus on moving forward instead of focusing on the past. Because sometimes that past might actually hold you back from being able to propel yourself even more forward. And clearly, like this coaching business was working really well for you, and you were able to make probably a little bit more of an impact on people's personal lives here as well, because you were able to have that coaching relationship to be able to help moms figure out how to stay home and be present with their children and while they're making an income. So I think that's such an important lesson. And like you were saying, the corporate, I personally was holding myself in corporate, knowing that it wasn't serving me, but afraid to take that leap. And it was one of those things where entrepreneurship was kind of just thrust into my lap. I was laid off from my corporate job, but I think it was kind of the universe saying, like, Megan, this is your time. Stop continuing to do what's no longer serving you and just go all in. And so I think that this is just, like you said, it for all areas of the life, it's so applicable here. But I do want to dive into a little bit more of this coaching business that you founded, because now that's the Leading Voices, correct?
Yeah, it started out as like Mom's Freedom Maker. That was my first podcast. And then yeah, it's like since evolved from there. But yeah, that was the beginning.
Okay, well, that's actually a really interesting topic too, because you said it started out as a podcast. So was the coaching and podcast kind of like a simultaneous thing that you started together, or how did that evolve?
Yeah, I started my podcast, yeah, really at the same exact time. And that was really just as a way to like document the journey. And then, oh gosh, a few things, right? Like document the journey, build authority, but then also like build know, like, and trust and show people like my expertise with all of this. Yeah, that was like the catalyst. And that gave me things to talk about and start to like attract more people into my world.
Well, and clearly, like, it's working and you've been able to pivot your business in another direction where you are doing the leading voices today, but it's because you have had so much success within the podcasting world. So when did you start the first podcast, and really what was kind of the journey that you experienced to be able to allow yourself to be able to get to be a top 1% podcaster, which that's not easy to do.
Yeah, thank you. It's been just about actually 3 years next month, which is pretty cool. And we're, oh gosh, I think we have like 215 or 216 episodes at this point. And it helped me, gosh, because I didn't have it all figured out when I first started that, not by a long shot. I still remember, like, and I still don't know if I do, right? Like, let's be honest. I think it's this constant evolution of, because if we're never done like growing and pursuing like our best level of ourself, I don't think we'll ever have it figured out, right? Because we're going to be constantly growing and evolving. So like this has naturally as I have, but yeah, it's like the business and the podcast pretty much started simultaneously as a coach, and then that kind of evolved into more business coaching. And what was happening was I was having men reach out. And I didn't feel, and now this was like a limiting belief inside of myself at the time, but I didn't feel confident sending them to my podcast for moms when it was like a man. And so when I was like, hey, mama, it was like, it's excluding so many people. And what's interesting now is my program is like 95% men, which is really interesting. So it's like, if I would have kept that branding, these clients might not feel like they had a space with me now. So I'm really, really grateful that I let that go. I kind of like, I guess, outgrew it in a sense. But yeah, so it kind of transitioned to more of the business coaching. But look, to anybody who's online right now, like everybody is saying such similar things. And it kind of got like, it's just a red ocean. If you guys have read that book, there's like a red ocean or there's a blue ocean. And so I wanted a blue ocean. And I looked back and realized like my podcast has been it the whole time. Like it's always been that thing for me. And so I realized like I've got a process in here that I really need to dissect and like make that clear for others so that they can plug into that. And so what I did was I figured out what that looked like A to Z, and I started plugging people that were in a program with me into that system to see if it would work for them. And it did. Like one of the first people that we launched, he got into the top 50 in Apple management category within like the first 4 weeks. And he has a top 2% global podcast within just a couple months, and just like really skyrocketed his growth. So it was like, okay, cool. Like this definitely works. And so we started plugging more and more people in. And then it took like this thing where I was like a commodity in a way of like anybody could teach someone how to make something on eBay. It's just the truth. Anybody can do retail arbitrage, make a product on Amazon. But it was like what people don't know how to do is this system with a podcast, but I've done that. And so it was interesting that realization of like, damn, what I created is important. And that is the thing that I need to start really like sharing with the world. It's an interesting journey, entrepreneurship.
It definitely is. And like you said, it's constantly evolving, and what no longer served you, your podcast for the moms, it was super successful, but you realized that it no longer was an accurate representation of kind of where you wanted to take this in the future, considering that you had so many men reaching out to you. So I think that's a really good lesson for people just in general, is to be able to pay attention to what's going on in your business, and like, don't be so set on kind of what was working, and instead be flexible, be open to new ideas and progress, and just potentially taking new avenues or taking a little bit of a different twist, because clearly you're still in the podcasting space, but you've been able to really kind of pivot your messaging and your business in order to be able to really encompass an entire segment of people that was really being kind of excluded previously. So now, I mean, you said most of your people that you work with are men. If you hadn't have done that, it'd be interesting to see kind of where everything would be today if you hadn't have made that pivot in your business too.
I know. It's so interesting to think about.
Yeah.
But for the people listening, I think sometimes when we're so close to something, especially when it's supposed to be your program or what you help people with, you don't see it. You're just like, oh no, that was easy. That's just how we do it. But no, like most of the time, that is your process. That is your thing. That is your million-dollar idea. You're so close to it, it's hard to see it. Stephen was like, Jamie, I've been telling you this for years to go all in on the podcast. Like, You didn't listen to me. I'm like, I know, I had blinders on and this other thing, but other people will see it.
Well, it's one of those things where it just comes so naturally to you that you don't recognize it as a strength and a gift of yours, but other people can clearly see it. And it just takes you a little bit longer to kind of catch up and really have that realization. Sometimes I've been told, like, if you want to kind of get an accurate description of like what your strengths are, go interview five people and ask them what they think about you and look for the common themes across the board. And then you're able to kind of like pull, extract that information and really take it and run with it. And I mean, Stephen knew that you had a gift for podcasting, and clearly, because you were able to become a top 1% podcaster, I mean, the numbers don't lie. You had a knack for this as well. So I'm curious, right now you are with the Leading Voices. You are helping people, like, obviously turn their podcast listeners into customers, and really to help people use their show as a platform for documenting their personal journey, just like you have, to be able to show them like an authentic experience and really just true fulfillment. How do you typically work in a more detailed capacity here? Like, what is it like to work with you?
I love this question. Yeah, it's really interesting because I've been in a lot of programs. I need to actually take out a calculator and like add it all up, but I've invested like six figures into programs. I realized that I'm a college dropout, and then I realized that I put myself through business school. So that's how I justify it at this point. But after going through so many programs, it kind of started out like this. I would invest in like a 997 course, where you'd have to go through the whole thing on your own and then like try to implement it all. And a lot of times, like, you would do things wrong, or you wouldn't get a question answered, or I don't know, you just would miss one of the most important things, and then you wouldn't implement it, and therefore you wouldn't get a result. So that was my journey, right? I was investing in this program, then this one, and this one, then this one. And they started getting more and more expensive. It went from $9.97 to, okay, now it's $29.97. Now it's $15,000 for a day. Now it's, and it just became this, okay, cool, let's just buy it, buy it, buy it. What I realized was what I really ultimately needed was like someone to put their eyes on what I was doing and like actually tell me what I was doing wrong, so to speak. So I guess what I've done is I've made a hybrid. So it's like, okay, you're going to have a portal because you need to go through this stuff, and I don't want to teach the same thing to you over and over again. If I can just film it once, I'm all about that time freedom. So let's do it that way. But then it's like, okay, you've got the portal where you can go through that on your own. You've got a mastermind community where I'm going to show up in a group setting, and then you have one-on-one where I can help you deeper in your personal strategy. So with a combination of those things, you're like in an environment to be successful versus having to still invest in yourself, but then do it on your own. So that's really how I've structured it. But I think more than anything, podcasting for people, and I'd be curious your take too, like what podcasting has done for you. But like, I think it's one of the coolest and best ways to help you be able to share your story and be able to step into your authentic self just in general, because it helps you continuously be learning and developing and becoming that attractive character for you. Like, what has podcasting done for you personally?
Oh my goodness, that's such a question. Like, you're talking earlier about like such a loaded question when you ask someone to introduce themselves. For me, podcasting has been the most fulfilling experience that I've ever had in my entire life. I'm going to be very transparent. Through podcasting, I have made no money, but I have made significant money within the sales world. And I have never felt this way making the money in sales that I feel having connections like this, being able to like learn from other women that have just are completely blowing me away with their stories, and to be able to share that message with the world. And what's interesting is that I started a podcast as a way to be able to share other people's stories because I didn't really feel like I had my own personal story. But as I've been able to continuously interview women, I'm actually having people say, like, okay, this is great, but actually, can you share a little bit more about yourself too? Who is this woman behind the microphone that just shows up every single week? So that's been a really interesting experience as well. And I think it goes back to the whole topic of authenticity, like you were talking about. It's making sure that you're showing up for your listeners and taking them along the ride with you. And I think that's what people really want. So to answer your question, long story short, it's just so fulfilling.
I love that so much. It's like one of the best ways to hold yourself accountable to being consistent and like talking about pivots, talking about the lows. I recorded an episode yesterday in my hammock. I cried in it. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to air this, but I might. I don't know. But it's like being able to share that somewhere that's not just on Instagram, where like in 24 hours, it's going to disappear and no one's really going to see it unless they go looking for it. Like, I think that's really special. But for you, like, I would be curious. And now there's probably someone listening to this right now who's like, I've been wanting to work with her, but I don't know how. Like, Megan, have you mentioned, hey, here's what I do, here's how you can get more of it? Have you brought that up on your show?
Well, as of right now, there really isn't a way to work with me. It's been a journey because I've been trying to figure out what does it look like to work with me? Because currently, as we're recording this right now, I'm pregnant. I'm 32 weeks pregnant. So I knew that coaching was not something that I could dedicate a specific amount of time to going into bringing a new baby into this world. So that immediately was something that I was like, you know what? I know that I could coach people how to do this and how to really start a business, but I don't know if I can really commit to that. So right now, I'm actually in the middle of building out a community for aspiring entrepreneurs, as well as current female entrepreneurs, to be able to connect with each other. And there's this whole gambit of things, but I haven't officially announced it to everyone. But by the time this goes live, it probably will be launched. And then also we're putting together a course. So there's definitely things to come. Mm. I've just really taken the approach that self-starter is all about just getting started. It's taking one step at a time and not really overwhelming yourself with the entire big picture. Because for so many years, I held myself back with perfectionism. I thought I had to have the entire journey mapped out. But in reality, it's just taking that first step. And for me, that first step was podcasting. I had no idea where this was going to take me. But where it's taken me, I would never do anything differently because I am so happy with where I am today.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. And okay, it's probably out by the time you guys are hearing this episode. But like, what's really cool about podcasting, I mean, it's okay if I like explain, like, I love Please. Talking about this.
Is it yes.
okay, about, okay. So like, I feel like so many people talk about their podcast as a place like specifically to get new leads, for example, or like someone who's never been in your world before, they're listening to your show and like, that's who they're talking about primarily. But another way you can really use your show is like on social media. And not just in the form of a post. I mean, like, let's say someone reaches out to you and they're struggling with something. You're sending them episodes. You're getting them into your podcasting world in multiple ways, not just waiting for them to find your show. And I think that's a huge gap that exists right now. Like, it needs to be used in new places. And then once you're actually on your show, like, you'll have a website, a way that your people listening, like, if I was listening right now, I could give you my name, email, and phone number. And I could opt in to potentially join your community next. But you've got to be collecting that listener data. Even right now, even if you have no offer, you should definitely have a list going. A place where then once you do have an offer, even if it's free, we can even take money off the table. It's just you need a place that when people are there like, hey, Megan, right here, you've been talking about all this stuff and I really want to learn how to do this. We've got to have a place to actually guide them. They can like get the thing from you. It's one thing to listen to a show there, and I'm not going to discredit that. Like, you can build a business by like listening to podcasts, I'm sure. But like, there are going to be people who want that extra support from you. It might not be a coaching program right now, but like having their data. And so like, we use the podcast every step of the way of the client acquisition process, everywhere from a lead who's never listened to the podcast to a lead from the podcast. And every step of the way in our pipeline, the podcast is involved. It just is. That's the way that we build know, like, and trust. They get to know me. Like, it's just, it's everything. And it's where they hear about like lead magnets and programs and courses. Yeah. But if you're listening to this too, and you don't have a program, that's fine. But I would still recommend like find a way, come up with a hook for your specific audience and like drive them back to a landing page, not even just social media, like a landing page where you can get their data and give them a gift, something. Maybe it's a call with you where you can just literally strategize and just help them start.
I like so much about what you just said. And something that I have done is created a couple of freebies to be able to collect email addresses. So I have a biweekly newsletter where I am putting out content, sharing these episodes, sharing like my personal journey along the way, because again, the spirit of authenticity here, like that's what I'm trying to bring here is I'm going through this entrepreneurial journey, like come along with me because I don't have it all figured out. And like you said, you're further along in your journey and you still don't have it figured out. And that's really what I'm here to tell people is like, no matter if you're just starting or if you're years down the road as an entrepreneur, there's always going to be things that you don't know. Being an entrepreneur, it means like you're going to be tasked with having to figure it out. And that's kind of the beauty of all of this. But you said something that I really liked about how you're engaging with people on social media. They're going through these challenges and they're looking for ways to get some help. And being able to actually direct them to a podcast episode that you have from before, so that way it's kind of, you're repurposing your content, you're helping them solve a specific issue that you're facing. And if they're not already familiar with your podcast, then you have a new listener. And I think that's brilliant. And that's actually not something that I have done to date. So you just gave me personally a really great idea to be able to help people in what we're doing today.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Another thing you could add into your like ninja hacks back there is like on the back end in our pipeline. So I'll have episodes going out. Like I've got this call, I do the podcast Power Hour. And before someone gets on that call, there's a video sequence, but with those videos, there's a podcast episode. So it will overcome their objections, address their limiting beliefs that might be holding them back, but then also educate them a bit more on like how they can actually use their podcast to build authority and grow their business. So like all of these things are happening before. And sometimes I've never even met the person before anyway. Like maybe they came from like an ad on social media. So I've never met them before and they came into my world yesterday. We have like less than 24 hours to get this person to understand how we could help them. And so that's what this process does. And then what's cool is when I'm on this call with them, I'm like, hey, you know, the process that you took to get here, like all the episodes that you listened to and the what we spoke about, how they were positioned, like that's what I help you do. And so it's cool to be able to show them the exact process in that way, which is really cool.
That is really cool. But someone that might be new to entrepreneurship might be listening to this and thinking, wow, that's really overwhelming. I mean, I'm just starting with a little idea. I'm in the incubator phase, you know? So you didn't go from all of this right away. Like you built this over time, correct?
Yeah.
So what your business looks like today is probably very different than what it looked like. So just for people listening out there, listen to what the possibilities are and just like take the first step here too along the way. And if you were to think about from a podcasting perspective, like how to potentially get more visibility and more listenership and increase your chances of being seen, like what would you tell people to do initially right off the bat when maybe they don't have the resources or the experience yet to be able to put all of these different strategies into place?
Well, I think like you said, in literally this show, you've got to just start first off. So like buy the mic, flick it on and just like start filming your episodes. Okay. Like that's definitely the first start is like start with a podcast for sure. And then it will just stack. Like you'll kind of just know like, okay, now I need to build this next thing because we have leads. We've got a storm somewhere. And then take a step back. We want leads. So maybe we need a new lead magnet, right? And you'll kind of just see like it all pieces together really beautifully. But if you're brand new to podcasting and you're like, how do I grow my audience? It's maybe not growing. There's a couple things you can do. The first thing is definitely guest podcasting. And this is both sides, right? Like you could leverage PR and start getting high level guests to come onto your show. And you can do this for free. Or you can start guesting on higher level shows. That's another idea. Or the third thing, I don't think people do this enough. I think it's something that you'll hear, but then most people don't do it because this is where like the rubber meets the road. It's like work. But if you're like a party of one and like your social media kind of feels like crickets, it's a little bit of a ghost town. There's not much engagement and you're posting out to that audience. It's not really going to grow your show. You've got to go to the parties that are already happening and show up and provide value there and help them find you. For example, how we met is a great example of that. Went to a place online, a Facebook group that all my people are hanging out. And I go in there, provide so much value that I get the little top contributor icon next to my name. And then only after then do I make a post inside of that group that's like serving, only serving, no other purpose. That's it. And then you're starting to get seen. Now you're commenting back on everyone. Now you're going and giving them love on their profiles and you're making sure you're showing up, answering questions, like starting to be the authority in that space. And then what happens automatically? Relationships like this form. Now I'm on your podcast, right? And now you're looking to come on too. Like it's collaborations, but it came from the space of just showing up and serving in a community that's not mine. If you don't have a community, you can keep showing up in it, but like it's just you. So you've got to kind of go to other communities and then bring those people back to yours, where you're just going to show up in a place of service.
It truly is about relationship building. It's adding value and expecting nothing in return, and just
Yep.
constantly giving and giving and giving. And eventually, what comes around goes around. Personally, I'm super grateful that you and I were able to connect, because if it wasn't for the community that we were in, I may not have ever like come across you. I mean, there's so many people in this world,
Exactly.
and who knows? But I'm so glad that I did, because now we're able to connect today. You're able to share this wonderful story that you've been on this journey with for quite some years now, and just really help people understand like how they can really grow their podcast. Again,
Yeah.
it starts from that one first step. Get the microphone, and then from there,
Yes.
start recording. And then from there, you can start having these relationships. Guesting, I will say that that has been a game changer for me, is going on other people's podcasts at this point. It also gives you a different level of confidence too, when you're able to be on the other side, to be able to really practice like your elevator pitch. Who am I as a new entrepreneur? What is my story? And how to articulate that like really eloquently. That's another skill set that I personally think is really invaluable throughout this entire experience, because when someone asks you on the street what you do and you can't answer, that's a problem, because that's an opportunity for you to potentially make a really great connection that could be a game changer for you in the future. Long story
Yes.
short, I'm so grateful that I got to meet you through our
You
little
too.
community.
Oh my gosh, you too. And I think the way that you're doing things in order like this, of like launching your podcast, finding your voice, connecting with people, and like when you go to launch something, you've got like a tribe. I'm gonna bring in like Tim Ferriss' book, like a tribe of mentors that you can then leverage for launching this thing. Like I think you're doing things in such a beautiful order, and it's very similar to when I started the podcast 3 years ago. I didn't really have an offer that was ready for the world at that point. So I love where you're at, and I think it's a beautiful thing that you just did it. You're
It's
such an
definitely
inspiration.
been a thank you. It's been a happy accident, let's say. Definitely did not start out to be what it is today. It just started as taking that first step. And I think that's what's really beautiful, is you don't know what can happen. You just have to take some action. And sometimes life might turn out even better than you originally anticipated. So I
So
know
true.
personally, after connecting with you, obviously the value that you can provide to your community. I mean, I've seen it in the community that we're in together. You have obviously, you taught some testimonials of that one gentleman that rose to the top 2% in a podcast in just a few weeks. This stuff works. So if people wanted to be able to find out a little bit more about what you're doing in more detail, and to be able to inquire about what it's like to really work with you, where could they go out and find some more information?
Yeah. I think we should connect on social media for sure, just because I think that's a good way to stay in touch. So either coach with Jamie on Instagram or Jamie Coleman. But for those who are interested in more of like a customized strategy, like one thing I offer is a one-to-one session for 60 minutes. It'll either be with me or a member of my team, because I'm not sure what my bandwidth will be when this goes out. But yeah, if you go to www.podcastpowerhour.com, you can find that there. If you just reach out on social media, and if you're looking for guidance on anything that we spoke of today, I have a bunch of trainings, like a lot of them. So I will just send you over the best one that would align for you, and hopefully it helps.
Wonderful. And speaking of alignment, your podcast is called Aligned with Purpose. So very fitting right there. I'll make sure that everything is in the show notes for everyone to easily access and be able to find you for all the good stuff
Thank
here.
you.
So Jamie, thank you so much for coming on today and just sharing wonderful words of wisdom for our listeners. Personally, this has been really valuable for me, being a podcaster myself, and I know that I'm not the only one. So thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Jamie is the definition of a true entrepreneur who is not afraid to get scrappy and has found success in a handful of different endeavors. Through her story, we were reminded of the powerful role podcasting plays in client acquisition for businesses. Podcasting not only builds the essential know, like, and trust factor with your audience, but it also generates leads. It's more than sharing information, it's about fostering connections. All right, self-starter, are you ready to start fostering connections with your audience? Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Self Starter Podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to like and subscribe to stay up to date on the latest content. Want even more? Be sure to head to selfstarter.com. And remember, start today for you, start today for her, and become a self starter. See you next time.